This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jaren Duran, who I don't think there's much debate, the MVP of the team this year, right?
Yeah.
I'd say easily MVP of the team. I don't even have to think about it that long. Well, I mean, seems like you're considering someone.
Well, no, when you asked Cora, he tried to include Devers, but Devers,
I'm not telling you what Cora thinks. I'm saying what
Devers, I think. Ain't done crap since you asked him that, basically.
Right. And he wasn't doing great prior to that either. I think it's Duran.
What about the young pitchers?
Duran with a bullet. And the pitchers, listen, Houck had a good year. Crawford had a good year. Yeah. I don't think any of them came close to being as impactful and exciting and all the things that you want in a young player. And he's not even that young. He's like 27. He's a 27-year-old prospect.
Fine.
Guy.
Whatever.
But he's had a tremendous year, a tremendous season, and I think is himself the main building block, or one of the main building blocks that this team is going to try and build around.
So you're not trading him?
With lefty outfielders coming up through the system. I wouldn't trade him, no. I might trade one of these kids. But I wouldn't trade him. Not someone who has proven he can do it. You know, it's like trading,
I agree.
Be like trading Mookie Betts again. Like, no thanks. I'll trade the unknowns and keep the guy that I know can be an all-star and an all-star game MVP and everything else. And also, who, you know, it wasn't great what happened with him this year in the fan. Obviously, it's something that was one of the lows, I'd say, low points of the season. But he was able to sort of bounce back from that. He apologized. Then he continued to play well after he got back from his suspension. So he faced some adversity. He dealt with it, and he continued to produce. So all of those things I consider to be positive. Not what he said to the fan, obviously, but everything else I consider to be sort of positive for that
positive.
Player. It was not positive. But you know what I mean? Like, that was a thing that could have derailed his whole season,
yes,
and it didn't.
It did
and
not.
I think he learned a lesson, I think, anyway. I don't know. It seemed like he did. Probably won't be doing that with fans anymore, I don't think. And there you go. You know, you move on with your life and you keep producing, which he did, and he was producing all the way right up until the end of the season.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is value-based, and we just were sort of arguing about it off air because I joked. You know, sign Soto, sign Burns, you win the division. You make the Yankees worse, you make the Orioles worse, you make you better, you fill your needs, blah, blah, blah. Now, and you go, did you bat right-handed? If you bat right-handed? So
that is a very good impression of me, by the way.
A little cranky in the first hour. It's not the bitching hour. I don't know what the 2 o'clock hour is for you. But
any hour can be the bitching hour.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be specific.
It could just be the bitching show.
It could be the bitching show, yeah.
We don't have a name, so we might as well call it the bitching show. There's a lot to be done with the lineup. They're in this weird spot where they have too many players, but they need players, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They have log jams at a lot of places.
Yeah, and that's where I think, because I think on one level, Breslow's job is really simple. Go get a right-handed bat and go get an ace. And those are kind of like Dombrowski moves. Okay, well, whatever I get to trade or whatever I got to spend, those are doable, right? Like, you and I could do it. We might not do it well at the best value, but we could do it.
I think I'd do it well at the best value.
The rest of it, like figuring out the lineup, like what do you do with Yoshida? How do you get rid of him? How do you package him in a deal? I'm paying salary. Like, there's going to be some of those. Tyler O'Neill, are you trying to keep him? Do you tender him or whatever? Yeah, like, there's all these sort of
I think you're saying
layers.
About both those guys. O'Neill's going to walk in free agency, and Yoshida's going to get traded for probably a bag of baseballs or something, you know?
And those things are going to matter, how you build the lineup around, I think, your big moves. Because I stand by my comment from the end of the day yesterday, and it was late in the show, so I want to revisit it. We made a bet. I guaranteed you there would be a notable signing and a notable trade.
Right, yes. Both of those things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To me, those are really important. But also, in a weird way, combined as equally important will be who else is going? How are they figuring out this? You know, is Casas going and is Devers going to first? And are they signing Bregman? Mm-hmm. Are there other moves? Like, all of that, how that pieces together is going to be kind of important because they do They have a pretty good clubhouse, right? Don't you feel like they have a pretty good clubhouse?
It seems like it. It seems that way.
So it's going to get weird. Like, there's going to be guys gone or think they're going. And
veterans getting replaced by 19-year-olds, which may rub some people the wrong way. Sure, yeah.
So there could be a little bit of a change, or vice versa.
Right.
Your young buddy might be out, and he's replaced by a veteran guy. And now you don't have your young buddy, and, like, I don't really like the veteran. He's kind of a dink or whatever.
Doesn't seem like it's been going on lately with this team, but sure, yeah.
So I think those other moves, figuring out how to be less left-handed, like more diverse in the lineup, while doing the big moves, mm-hmm. is going to be important. And it's, people have to go. Casas, Duran, like some of the prospects are going to go. Like, somebody's going. Even the infield, right? Like, what if Mayer...
Casas is part of the infield.
What if Mayer is awesome? What if he's healthy and awesome? Is he your shortstop?
Sure.
Where's Story?
Bye.
Okay.
Sadan Rafaela goes out to the outfield. You trade Story for whatever you can get.
I mean,
get.
Couldn't Mayer and Campbell... Campbell's a second baseman, right?
Campbell is... I thought he was an outfielder.
Oh, maybe he's an
outfielder.
Maybe
he's both of those things.
Hold Barry on, Bonds did not play second base.
No, he
especially
didn't.
Not later in his career when he bulked up.
Christian Campbell, according to MILB.com, is...
Should know this.
I should know this off the top of my head. I believe. Oh, it doesn't say.
Don't you occasionally host the Red Sox pregame show or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, not the Woo Sox. Christian Campbell.
Yeah, second base outfield, according
second
to
base outfield.
Clappy
yep.
Cheeks 10.
That's what he is. Yep, second base outfield.
So what if those are, what if they are...
Or shortstop outfield.
What if they are lights out, and you're like, Mayer's the shortstop, Campbell is the second baseman, we're all young. Well, where's Story? Another $20 million contract, we're just unloading?
Yep.
Are we paying some of it?
Sure.
So now we're trading, what's Yoshida, $18 million? So now we got to unload $38 million? Are we paying $38 million for guys to play elsewhere?
I mean, if it's Trevor Story, it has barely played here, so what's the difference?
I think some of these moves matter.
How would you know? How would there be any difference between Trevor Story getting paid a salary this year as opposed to playing somewhere else next
playing
year?
Playing now. He's
basically the same thing.
He probably has the best winning record on the Red Sox.
Oh, great.
Right?
Wow, when they went 4-2 at the end of the season. Great. Trevor Story, I know it was a tough injury, and I know he tried to come back, and I don't, not to make fun of the guy or anything, but like, these aren't terrible problems to have. All right, well, what are we going to do with Trevor Story? You figure it out. You got a good young player coming up behind them. You have him as your bench player. You trade him for something. You're not going to have him as a bench player. He makes too much money. But then you trade him. You pay part of the contract. Some team will probably take him.
And then he'll win the MVP, like Chris Sale's winning the Cy Young.
Well, you know, that's what happens. But
I think these are problems. I, if they didn't make any money, I wouldn't care. If they were free and clear, you can move on easy. But you have guys making around $20 million a year, two of them, who you may not really want. Who you may not really need, but others aren't really necessarily going to line up to take him off your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think the complexities come in for Craig Breslow. Because I think the other stuff's simple. Go get a power bat, right-handed bat, and go get somebody that you think can be a freaking ace.
All right, building
Although
blocks.
That Crochet guy?
Crochet from the White Sox.
Did you see his numbers over the second half of the season?
No.
Not good.
Not good, huh?
Now, losing, not unexpected, because the team he's on loses all the time.
True.
But I want to say his ERA was like in the sixes.
Oh.
After, remember he put up the whole thing, if I don't get an extension, I'm not playing in the postseason if you trade for me. Little Jeremy Swayman like, okay, I didn't want you to play in the postseason anyway. Why don't you stay in Chicago, you bum?
Yeah, I did not know that. That was someone I wanted them to get at the trade deadline, but that would have been probably not, probably would have backfired on them. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Do you consider this season a success or not, Red Sox fans? We know what you said on the poll. What do you think? 617-779-7937. Looking ahead to next year's roster, the building blocks, no doubt about them, are what? Are there any?
What?
Is anybody a no doubt, like, this one, this is someone that we have here, and we're not going to even take phone calls about moving on from player X. Is there anybody that you consider to be in that sort of stratosphere on this team?
Nope.
Not Duran?
No. Okay. I mean...
Not Tanner Houck?
It would take a lot for me to do something,
mm-hmm.
but shouldn't you always listen?
Generally, yes. I mean, we
don't have Ohtani.
Belief, right?
There's like this
Ohtani.
Handful of people that I probably wouldn't listen on. Mookie Betts, ironically, might be one of them, but
yeah,
they listen on
Betts
him.
And Ohtani, there you go.
So,
fine. Is
no.
there anybody like Mookie Betts? Is there anybody that has that level where you're just like, all right,
no.
you're going to have to sell me the farm to trade this guy?
Now, you're going to have to really lure me to trade Duran. I think Duran is a guy, although the future for him contractually could get interesting. Like, right, that all of a sudden becomes a factor.
Yeah.
And
he's another lefty outfielder, by the way.
And yeah. I'm sorry, Roman Anthony is off the table. No, who would you trade Roman Anthony for?
Ohtani.
Okay, so you're not getting that.
No, probably not going to get him. Not a lot of people. I mean, you're talking the first the number one prospect in the league right now.
And I know we do this all the time, but I don't know that it's always been the number one prospect in baseball.
Judge, I'd trade him for Judge.
I would probably trade him for Judge. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Skeens.
Skeens, I trade him for Skeens.
Scooble,
I trade him for, yep.
So maybe there's a handful, but he's pretty close to untouchable in my mind. Just based, and I've never seen him play. I've seen a couple highlights. I literally have seen a couple highlights. I've never seen him in person. I've never witnessed him.
I don't even know what he looks like. I don't know what Roman Anthony looks like. He could walk in here right now. I have no idea.
And if you're listening, feel free to come on by.
Come on in, Roman.
Love to do an interview and get to know you a little bit better before we decide to trade you.
Let's see what Roman Anthony's all about here. 617 before we ship him out of town.